This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spanky very much.
May God deliver us from the venom of the cobra, teeth of the tiger, and the vengeance of the Afghan. You understand what this means?
That you guys don't take any shit?
Yes. Something like this.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the show that keeps score. I am your host, Stimulator, and the man your mama calls Obama has been in office for about half a year, so I think it's safe to do a little review on how the newest CEO of America Inc. has been running this shit for the past 6 months.
I don't oppose war in all circumstances.
On the war front, Barack gave the military-industrial complex the reach around by ramping up the war against brown people. 3 days after being given the keys to the White House, this triggered happy son of a bitch order an attack inside Pakistan, killing 18 peeps. Obama will also double troop levels in Afghanistan, a country that historically has been a major pain in the ass to its occupying armies.
This is Afghanistan. Alexander the Great tried to conquer this country. Then Genghis Khan, then the British. Now Russia. But Afghan people fight hard. They never be defeated.
About 67 coalition soldiers were killed in July of this year, making it the worst month for the occupying forces yet.
I will begin to remove our troops from Iraq immediately.
Well, let me tell you, it is hot for American troops who are over there with 100 pounds worth of gear, and that kind of irresponsibility is not helpful. So we have to begin a phase withdrawal, have our combat troops out by March 31st of next year.
We'll move forward with our strategy to responsibly remove all American combat brigades from Iraq by the end of next August, and to fulfill our commitment to remove all American troops from Iraq by the end of 2011.
To get your vote, Obama told you he would pull troops out of Iraq, but so far more than 130,000 still remain there, and permanent bases are part of the plan. I mean, did you think the U.S. was going to let the Iraqis manage all that oil?
In order to effect the appropriate disposition of individuals currently detained by the Department of Defense at Guantanamo, and promptly to close the detention facility at Guantanamo consistent with the national security and foreign policy interests of the United States.
Okay, he's got another 6 months to close that one. But don't hold your breath.
Al-Qaeda terrorists and their affiliates are at war with the United States, and those that we capture, like other prisoners of war, must be prevented from attacking us again.
On the other hand, he might not need to close Guantanamo to continue the good work of President George W. Bush. As we reported on this show, Obama wants the power to detain people for crimes they have not yet committed. Obama will also keep rocking those groovy military tribunals and has invoked state secrets to block court cases challenging torture and domestic spying. This is also something that turd burglar George W. was doing on the regular to keep motherfuckers off his back, and something Obama himself said he would not do while sucker punching you for your vote.
The way to make government responsible is to hold it accountable. And the way to make government accountable is to make it transparent so that the American people can know exactly what decisions are being made, how they're being made, and whether their interests are being well served.
But Obama's stinkiest foreign policy anal discharge to date has been his handling of the coup in Honduras. Barack has ignored this assault on democracy and once again has shown that he's not really down with the brown. Now imagine what would have happened if the ousted president of Honduras would have been a US-friendly dictator and the country had billions of barrels of bubbling crude.
Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea.
While the not-so-funny shit show that we call the economy was plunging to lower lows, our pimp in charge was emptying the coffers of the treasury, i.e. your motherfucking hard-earned slave ducats, and handing them over to the blood enema drinkers that fucked this motherfucker in the first place.
I just want to say that the only thing less popular than putting money into banks is putting money into the auto industry.
Yep. He gave billions to bail out such greedy capitalist crack smokers as Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase, who reported massive profits in the billions on the first quarter of 2009. billions more went to General Motors, a company that produced the least fuel-efficient and most polluting consumer vehicle in the history of God's vast vagina, the Hummer, which was recently sold to the Chinese. Finally, for brown folks everywhere, who year after year are profiled and harassed by the motherfucking pigs, the biggest disappointment came when Uncle Obama, after initially having Professor Gates' back, reversed his position after calling the pig who arrested his homie stupid. Obama's main man, Henry Louis Gates, is an award-winning Harvard prof who got busted by a racist po-niner for trying to break into his own house, even after producing evidence that he lived there.
Open and shut case, Johnson. I saw this once before when I was a rookie. Apparently this nigger broke in and hung up pictures of his family everywhere.
Yes, 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 it's time. We all come together. Ha-ha! Barack Obama!
Yes, we can, yeah!
Barack Obama!
We all come together
Barack
now!
Obama.
Wait a minute, wait a motherfucking minute. Turn that shit off. Yo, Franti, what the fuck was that all about? Just let me look through my archives and I'll play y'all some real shit from about 20 years ago.
Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Hey,
listen if you're missing y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey,
giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black man's sweating in the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey,
our freedom of speech is freedom of death.
We got to fight the power that be. Fight the power.
Fight the power.
Fight the power.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
We got to fight the powers that be!
Scientists the world over are shitting bricks because they see that there's no political will to solve our climate clusterfuck.
It takes mandates from governments. It has to come from governments from big countries, small countries. They have to be in agreement that, yes, this is a problem, and here, by gosh, is what we're going to do about it. And I think that seems to be almost impossible.
Well, look, governments never lead. People lead. Governments follow. I mean, so rarely do governments really get in front of something and do it. So I really think it's in our own actions that we do it.
Most climate scientists agree that we have missed a chance to stop the climate from warming more than 2 degrees Celsius. While politicians spent their time looking at butts, thousands of species are biting the dust every month. This is no motherfucking joke, y'all. The urgency to stop the destruction of our planet should be our first concern. And since time is limited, we have to be smart on how we act and not waste our time with tactics that have proven ineffectual in the past. That's the main thing behind my next film, End Civ. To give you a sneak peek into the film and other ideas about the motherfucking resistance, I bring you Derek Jensen, author of What We Leave Behind. Hey Derek, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm surprised you didn't say how the fuck are you. Isn't that your standard line?
Okay, okay, I'll play along. Hey, Derek, how the fuck are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Well, I've been feeling a little constipated lately, you know, a little blocked. My girl has been feeding me gallons of prune juice, and that seems to be helping. But speaking of shit, you have a new book out that you wrote with Eric McBay, and people are saying that it's the shit. Just what the fuck do they mean?
In Endgame, I talk about how this culture is not sustainable because it relies on the importation of resources, and any culture that takes more than the land gives willingly can never be sustainable, pretty obviously. And in this book, I wanted to take it from the other end, with no pun intended, is that I wanted to talk about how any culture that has waste products that aren't food for someone else, that's also not sustainable. I mean, plastic is a big problem. No one has ever in the history of the planet eaten plastic. And that means it cannot decay. And that's a huge problem, because when you die, you know, your flesh is eaten, your flesh starts being consumed almost immediately. When you shit, your shit starts getting consumed almost immediately. And when I shit in the forest, I shit in the forest all the time. And if I go back a day or two later, it's almost always gone. It's been a meal for somebody. And so I wanted to look at how that's another way that this culture can never be sustainable, is if it produces plastic, it's never sustainable. And then, of course, because I can't stay on topic, it ended up being about everything else in the world.
All right, then. Let's talk about the world.
Well, the world's being murdered. And, you know, we can talk about whatever statistics you want. 90% of large fish in the oceans are gone. 6 to 10 times as much plastic as phytoplankton in the oceans, which is the equivalent of, if you were to eat 10 bites, 9 of them would be styrofoam.
Fuck.
I'm surprised that anybody's standing at this point. I mean, there's dioxin in every mother's breast milk. The latest reports on global warming are that they believe that how much it will heat up is twice what they've previously said. So now they're expecting it to be about 9 degrees. That's a huge, huge, huge change. And the response by those in power is what we would expect. It's absolute uselessness at best.
So, Derek, can the destruction of the planet be stopped by purely peaceful means?
Could you have stopped Ted Bundy by peaceful means? How well has it worked for Indians to make treaties? It's a great line by Red Cloud. They made us many promises, more than I can remember. They only kept but one. They promised they would take our land, and they did it. How do you stop someone who stops at nothing? I mean, right now, I mean, as we're doing this interview, the Nigerian government is attacking the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, and they're actually slaughtering lots of non-militants, as these things go. And yesterday, the French lent their support to the Nigerian military offensive. And also yesterday, MEND blew up 5 pipelines. And MEND tried for years to work, well, prior to MEND, the Ogoni people tried for years, MOSOP tried for years to work nonviolently with the Nigerian government. And we all know what happened to Ken Saro-Wiwa. And really, the murder of Ken Saro-Wiwa and the other activists, the legal murder through hanging, is what led directly to MEND. They didn't pick up weapons because they wanted to. They picked up weapons because they had tried nonviolence for years and it didn't work. And the environmental movement has tried playing by their rules for years. And how well has that worked? How well has that worked for the salmon? How well has that worked for the Delta smelt? How well has that worked for the Kootenai sturgeon? How well has that worked for the bull trout? How well is it working for the whippoorwills? How well is it working for the bobwhites? How well is it working for any migratory songbirds? Not very well.
Thanks, Derek. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. I want to thank the following slaves for funneling their sweat equity to make the show happen. Sean, Mike, Yuki, Lucas, Zachary, Helen, Lee, Johnny, Melissa, and Richard. Aymara. To find out more about Derek Jensen and my film NCIV, go to ncif.com. To comment on this show, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. Now fight the power.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high-quality video of this show at submedia.tv.